Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Yesterday, what a hearing we were presented. A hitman sent them, says CNN. Police at the Capitol recount the horrors of January 6th as the inquiry begins. One officer described how rioters attempted to gouge out his eye and called him a traitor as they sought to invade the Capitol. Another told of being smashed in a doorway and nearly crushed amid a, quote, medieval battle with a pro-Trump mob as he heard guttural screams of pain from fellow officers. A third said he was beaten unconscious and stunned repeatedly with a taser as he pleaded with his assailants, "I have kids." A fourth relayed how he was called a racist slur over and over again by intruders wearing, quote, "Make America Great Again" garb. All of them were telling us Trump sent us. Your reaction this morning to what was a painful recounting of the riot?
David, in my lifetime, I've watched a lot of television. I can remember the Army McCarthy hearings. I can remember each of the times we were presented with hard, difficult facts, the Kefauver hearings, you name them. That's what being a little older is. But I have never, ever seen anything like this. I was compelled. I just sat there and I stared as these four brave officers talked about what they had gone through. And they didn't hold anything back. They made it clear what they were facing. And they were saying to the American people, we did this for you, and you should be doing this for us too. You should be there for us. And anyone who thinks that this was not an important hearing, that this was for show or anything else, is just misguided at very best. We heard one black officer talking about people who use the N-word against them. We saw Confederate flags there. There's a great deal to be lost in this country now. And the reason that the Republicans and their allies, by the way, were fighting so hard not to have this was because they knew the impact that it was going to have, an impact it will have for a long, long time. These brave police officers who were faced with death, I mean, they thought they were going to die, and they were excoriated. They were called all kinds of names. It was a very scary moment for America. That's why it was so important that we had those hearings yesterday, that the committee had a chance to show what it was all about. Liz Cheney, a Republican conservative who was clear on what was at stake, and Kinzinger, also a Republican congressman who made his feelings about patriotism coming first clear. The American people had to hear this. For those who think that we shouldn't have had it to be charitable, I don't understand. We know why the Republicans didn't want it, but they had allies, other people who said, you know, this is just show. Well, it was show, all right, but it was terribly important.
Thought it was also terribly important that it was uncensored. In other words, it was unfiltered. You got to hear the profanity, the slurs, the screaming. Everything was there for all Americans to hear.
Well, yes. And this is a time when America is going to have to look in the mirror. Americans are divided, and they're divided between the old way and the new way. The old way was some people had power, and they wanted to keep it. They had economic power, they had political power. Now they're saying things like, you can't have a bunch of people come in a single car to vote. This is beyond anything that anybody had ever expected, but it's here now, and we have to know it, and we have to understand it. No two ways.
And then, of course, there was the pre-press conference by the Republicans and the number three House Republican, Elise Stefanik of New York's 21st District, saying Tuesday morning that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was to blame for the attack. Now, yeah, I guess, right, all they have to do is repeat it over and over again, right?
That's right. You know, Nancy Pelosi was standing there urging people to get up to the Congress. You know, we know who it was. It was Donald Trump, and it was disgusting. And the fact that he is not being held to the responsibility that he needs to be held is appalling. Here's a guy who is directly responsible for so much of what is happening in this country. You don't like it, it's just too bad. This was a terribly important moment in American history.
History continues to be made. We find out now that the Trump-backed candidate has lost in a Texas special election. State Representative Jake Elzey will head to Congress after defeating Trump-endorsed Susan Wright in a runoff featuring two GOP candidates. A foretelling?
Well, it may be. Look, we know that Trump is not popular in the United States, hovers around the 30% mark, and he's not the president anymore, so he doesn't have the same bully pulpit he always had. He is a man who is going to decline in terms of what people think. Now, if he is held responsible for what he has done, it'll get even worse. But I think what this showed was that people were not really happy with him. This was one of those weird Texas elections where both Democrats and Republicans got the vote. The Democrat had been eliminated, so now you had two Republicans, but the Democrats were voting, and we can be pretty sure they weren't voting for the Trump-backed candidate.
As infections rise, says the New York Times, CDC is urging some vaccinated Americans to wear masks again in communities with growing caseloads. Vaccinated, unvaccinated people should return to wearing masks indoors in public areas. The recommendations are another twist in the course of America's pandemic, a war-weary concession that the virus is outstripping vaccination efforts. Was it a mistake for the CDC to earlier tell folks they could remove the masks if they were vaccinated?
David, I don't know that they knew it was coming, but I have to say, now we do know, and the CDC has not distinguished itself. I'm sure Dr. Walensky is a terrific physician, but she should think before she says something, because the American people who need to be told specifically, you wear a mask or you don't wear a mask, here's where the danger is, that is terribly important. I think Joe Biden, in the end, has to carry the burden, because it can't be Walensky, it can't be the CDC, they're not doing it. Yes, the virus is out there. It's killing a lot of people who basically have been vaccinated, among others. Then wear a mask. I mean, one and one makes two. It's that simple.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us.